Well, there was plenty of people over Derby Day, and now as you get around town on Monday and Tuesday wanting to tip this Johannes Vermeer. Ben Mellum has the ride for Aidan O'Brien coming off that great third last start, and Ben joins us on the line. Hello, Ben.
Morning, fellas.
Preparation's been pretty good here for Johannes Vermeer.
Yeah, that's right. He's obviously had the two runs in Melbourne this time in. Obviously ran very well first up, and he ran tremendous at Caulfield, second up in the Cup without a lot of luck. But more importantly, he's come through that run really well, and the guys do a good job with him down there, and they're really happy with the order he's in. So we'll expect a really forward showing tomorrow.
Yeah, and gets a great following as well, mate. So we're seeing a good form line running into it.
Yeah, no doubt. He's running the Caulfield Cup. Was very good, and the past has shown that that's a good form reference. And like I said, he was probably unlucky not to win there. So
yeah, it was a checkered passage. Gate number three. How do you see the race unfolding for you? Gate three sounds pretty good to us, but it can be a lot of buffering and screaming and shouting to come down that straight for the first time.
Yeah, well, he drew two in the Caulfield Cup, and he's a horse that's normally a really clean breaker, and he just bounded in the air a little bit, and they cost him straight away, and we got a bit further back than we anticipated. So from three in the Melbourne Cup, obviously, we'd like to be get him away cleanly for starters, and we certainly don't want to be giving away that good draw, but obviously, going to the 2 mile for the first time, we want him to relax and get him into a good rhythm, get him breathing, which, you know, at the 2 mile, that's a great barrier for him, and it should enable him to run out the trip strongly.
Yeah, you're not worried about the 3,200?
Look, I don't think so. I haven't seen a reason to be worried about it yet, and as I said, that he's got the right barrier to be able to help him run it out solidly, but the most important thing is, like I said earlier, just get him in a nice rhythm and, find our spot and switch him off and just get him to relax. So he's a kind horse and he does relax quite well. So I don't see there being an issue, no.
Ben, I know you're a seasoned pro, mate, but Melbourne Cup Day is Melbourne Cup Day. You know, it's a special day. How do you cope with the nerves? Do you get nerves? Is the parade of jockeys in the yard beforehand and then you go out there to that massive crowd?
Yeah, it's obviously it's a big thrill to be riding in a race such as the Melbourne Cup, but I haven't got any nerves so far, and I've ridden in a few of them before, and ridden a lot at the carnival and stuff, so I'm pretty good in that regard. You've just got to keep a level head and go out there and do your best, and hopefully come away with the chocolates.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Is the important stage where the horses that don't stay start dropping back, and you've got gate number three, so you've got to make sure if they drop back from that rail, they're not dropping back into your lap, and because you don't want to lose your position, do you?
No, of course. You have to be mindful, especially from the 1,000 metres onwards. It's when horses start to tire, and you have to be mindful of what sort of tempo the race has been run at, what's in front of you, what's around you, and momentum's a big thing in these staying races, so you don't want to be in a position where you can lose your momentum, and you just want to be tacking onto the back of the right horse and looking for some clear galloping room from the 1,000 onwards. But like I said, you just got to be mindful of what's in front of you and around you.
And other horses, mate, is there any one particular horse you're keeping an eye on?
Oh, look, it's a really hard race to assess this year, I think, with so many internationals.
Yeah.
Obviously, out of the Caulfield Cup, Marmalo was a great run, and he's obviously going to be better at Flemington at the 3,200 also. Humidor, we all saw what he did the other day at the Cox Plate. He's obviously got to run the 2 mile as well, but not many horses get that close to testing wings. So Darren Weir frightens the hell out of me, and he's got three good chances in the race. So look, it's a really good, solid, even race. Really hard race to assess, but I don't have one horse in particular. Obviously, Team Williams has got a good lineup.
Yeah.
Al Mandon, if you know, if he turns up right, well, he's going to be very hard to beat. Along with sort of rekindling, he's a horse I've got a bit of time for as well, from what I've seen of him overseas. But yeah, look, really tough race to assess, but hopefully I can come out on top.
And how many final one from me, mate. How many conversations have you had with Aidan O'Brien regarding the horse and tactics, and will you have that discussion before the gates fly back?
So I spoke to Aidan last night. He's a very busy man this time of year. Obviously, he was at the Breeders' Cup, so he's flying in and out of countries and different time zones and stuff like that. So he can be quite hard to get a hold of him. But I had a good conversation with him last night. Obviously, I speak to Lloyd regularly. I know the horse now. I've had the benefit of riding him. Mm. So, you know, we're all on the same page, and hopefully it can come off.
Beautiful.
Mate, we thank you for your time, and we're wishing you well today.
No worries. Thank you, fellas.
Good on you, Ben. Ben Melman. Melham there, and it's hard to pick, isn't it?
Oh.
It's funny though. You talk to each of the jocks, and you go, "Oh yeah, I like that one now." And it's just a great day.
It was good. It's going to be really interesting. It was terribly unlucky in the Caulfield Cup. Mm. Got checked a fair few times. Then stormed home late, which was really good. It's just a question mark whether is that Caulfield Cup form good form or not.
Yeah,
we'll find out later on this afternoon.
We'll find out. Yes.
Or will it be the form references from the other races in the lead-up that proved to be the best for the Emirates Melbourne Cup later on this afternoon? Ben Melham joining us, the rider of Johannes Vermeer.